Outlaw Distillery's Bourbon Barrel Aged Hot Sauce is back on the shelves. Also, head on over to meet the newest distiller in our Outlaw family, Connor Kelly. With experience from places like High West, Connor helps turn up Outlaw's premium game. Head on over to Outlaw Distillery located at 552nd West, 8360 South, Middale, Utah for a tour and tasting. Their staff is well-trained and leads with full passion. With homegrown grain to glass, Outlaw Distillery carries some of our favorite weekday sippers, like vanilla bean rum, spiced rum, honey bourbon, and that delicious bourbon whiskey. Trust us when we say it should be outlawed. It's so good. Yeah. Until the next spirits, my friends. Shout out to our sponsor, Sugar House Distillery. Handcrafted from grain to glass, Sugar House has been grinding for years to bring us products that are quality over quantity. Just to name a few, their single malt whiskey, rye whiskey, which is our weekday jam, their Boilermaker series, which is a rotating collab within our family, and their canned cocktails, which are so damn good and great for any to-go adventures you have this year. Located in most liquor stores across Utah, or just head over to the distillery located on 22nd 12 South, West Temple, Monday through Friday. Tell them we sent you, and they'd love to give you a tour and possible tasting. When you think Sugar House Distillery, think local and made with love. Until the next spirit, my friends. You're listening to The Taste Masters, where we sit down and learn from artists within the world of craft beer, liquor, and various fermentation techniques. All right, family. Super cool episode. I'm here in Ogden, Utah, in the heart of Salt and Hops. What do you guys call this? A brew supply store? A brewery store? What would you call this?
A beer-venient store.
A beer-venient store. That is genius. So I'm at Salt and Hops, and I have the owners, Greg and Mary. Friends, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
How y'all doing today?
Fantastic.
Great. We're here on the weekend before the 4th. You guys are going to be hustling and bustling. We are actually in the shop. And, I mean, I've seen nothing but traffic since I've been in here.
But it's been busy.
It's been really busy. So I want to hear a story. Greg, I know you're short on time. Let's get your story real quick. Talk to me about why is this a thing? Why is this place that exists here in Ogden, Utah?
Yeah, so COVID changed everyone's life, of course.
Because we all forgot how to wash our hands.
Yeah, wear masks and all that. But Mary and I, we were true troopers through it all, and we just drank beer every Friday. And, you know, over a game of ping pong, we decided, you know, we were trying to figure out a way where we didn't have to work for, you know, the corporate.
The man.
And we scratched our heads for weeks and weeks, and one day we just came up with the idea of a beer store, right? Because we find ourselves driving, you know, 5 miles on the busiest road in Ogden to get halfway decent beer. It wasn't, you know, it's not great beer, but it's just beer, you know.
Gotcha. I understand.
So, you know, we came up with this idea maybe around June or July of 2021, and we just got to work. We started applying for permits and licenses, and we got the city approval, and kind of focused on end of January 2022 opening date, and we started making contacts with distributors and brewers. And you know, it's hard to make money just at beer, just because by at this end of the spectrum the margins are fairly slim. So you know, we expanded into cocktail mixers and, you know, anything beer or alcohol related, but our main product is obviously beer, and we've created some really great relationships with a lot of the local Utah brewers, and we have a lot of great brewery only beers that you can only get from the brewery or obviously here. So
that's so cool, because you guys have the first thing besides saying hi to Mary and Greg, I didn't know that was you, but besides saying hi to you, I saw your great selection. I've just been in awe. Like you literally have Vernal, Fisher, Level Crossing, Roosters, Ogden Beer,
You went to, like, you have Red Rock, you have Salt, like, you have Bewilder, you have Fisher here, which is huge. You can't get Fisher just anywhere.
Heber Valley.
Offset. Like, you guys
Roja
have.
Roja Crowlers.
Exactly. And it's beautiful. You guys almost
Shades.
Have. Shades. That's right. Yep. You keep, there's so many in this one store. And instead of driving down to the, because in Ogden, you kind of have, you kind of are on an island in a way. You're kind of away from Salt Lake, you're away from Utah County, everyone else, right? But here you have great breweries, but there's also great breweries outside of Ogden, and you're bringing that here to the people. That's huge. Congratulations, my friends. This is so cool.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Ms. Mary, how'd you meet Greg? I want to hear that story.
Well, Greg and I go way back to high school. We grew up in Ogden. We were in the same circle of friends. We were really big into punk rock and alternative music. So we're always kind of there in the scene and always kind of hanging out over the weekends, even though we went to different high schools. And, and we've just been great friends. Our families have been great friends, you know, all this time. In fact, we just are family.
I mean, I love that.
We've known each other for that long and just, you know, always done stuff together.
That must be nice to open a business and adventure with another craft enthusiast or a craft beer enthusiast that someone has the same. You understand, it's like a team, but a brother, sister, family. It's a family thing. And it's cool that you guys can sit there and just kind of like get each other. You get it. You've been with each other. It's like a relationship, like a marriage almost. You guys have been with each other so long that you get it. You understand.
Yeah, it was kind of fun as we were sitting around, like Greg described, just figuring out what we could do.
Over ping pong. I love that. I don't think I've ever heard that before.
But mostly the idea was, like Greg said, after work, you know, I mean, we both went remote for our day jobs, right? Mm. We were down here working every day. On Fridays, we'd have beers and just trying to relax. And I don't know if it was just, there was one conversation we were talking about how hard it was to find gluten-free beer. Mm. And how hard, you know, it was to have a really good selection of Mexican lager, because that's one of my favorites. There's so many great beers, and there's just not a single place in Ogden, right, that just consistently has what we want.
Right.
And so as we're trying to think about, you know, our exit strategy and what we could do for retirement, what we could, you know, use some of the space for in this building.
Right.
You know, it just kind of organically or...
Yeah.
Just... became an idea, and we talked about it more and more. And like Greg said, you know, one day we went to the city and said, hey, could we get a beer license? And luckily, you know, we're on a block that doesn't have a high concentration of those. And so they said yes, right?
Yeah.
And kind of history from there.
So, Greg, before you have to bounce, I won't take too much more of your time, but what's the grand, I know you're freshly open. What's some goals for Salt and Hops that you have that have not come to fruition yet?
You know, I think our main focus right now is just growth. With the winter we had, I mean, we opened at the tail end of COVID, which was maybe in hindsight not the smartest thing. We had a lot of media attention and a lot of publicity early on, and then as that faded, our sales slowly followed.
Sure.
And I think now we're at a really good point where we started seeing true growth, right? We're out of all that noise of the media, and you know, we were on Fox News one morning, we were in the Tribune, and all those things help, but you know, they're expensive to do continuously.
And
wow, we've had a really great organic growth. We have, you know, since you've been in here, we've known every customer that walks
by name. You guys knew, you knew what's going on with their lives. What's like, you guys legit had an organic conversation with every single person that's come in here.
Yeah, and I think that's the one thing we focus on. Just, you know, the truth is buying beer is a thing of convenience, right? Mm. You're stopping at a gas station on a Friday night, you know, and you're going to pop in and get beer. So we're asking our customers to make a third stop or, you know, an additional stop for their beer. And we feel like we need to offer something bigger and better than the local grocery stores.
And just Bud Light and Michelob.
Right, right.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's... Right. And, we don't knock people who drink those beers.
Sure.
We don't... It doesn't bother us. But there's so many awesome beers right here in Utah. And, you know, you'll Amen. See imports here because we recognize that not everybody... is into the craft beer. And the truth is if you want Bud Light or Keystone Light, you can get that anywhere. And we refuse to carry it. Occasionally we'll carry something for Cinco de Mayo or something that's a little bit more mainstream. But for the most part, we stick to local first. And then just rare and unique things nationally, and then rare and different, harder to find things from imports.
That's super cool. I can see the potential growth you guys have here, and prepare yourselves, because this is, you're going to have to knock this wall down, and it's going to get bigger and better.
Yeah, there's a door there. There's a double door that opens up.
So I'm excited to see what happens.
We could certainly use another cooler.
But we need space.
Right.
Yeah, we need the space. But, you know, and we're also, you know, at the liquor store here, at least in Ogden, there are no drink mixers, right? So somebody goes up the street and, you know, they want to make a margarita, they can't buy the mix. But we have a bunch of, you know, local craft, you know, drink mixers here. We try to keep it as local as possible.
Right.
Like you've already seen, right, we carry the Z's products, you know.
From, Z's Hot Sauce.
From Z's Hot Sauce, the my favorite bartender. We've got some local bitters.
Yeah, Bitters Lab, right? I saw that.
Yeah, we have some Bitters Lab, and then we have...
But everything you need for craft cocktails, we've
Grandier
got it.
Grandier Bitters out of Mill Creek.
This is so cool, because you guys really do, and you have glassware here. I saw you have tiki stuff here. You have shirts. You have non-alcoholic. You have seltzers. You have just hop water. Like, you guys are trying to cater to so many palates here. You can't not come in here and not find something you can't, like, you want to enjoy yourself.
Well, and I think the NA sales, right, Greg, has been one of our biggest surprises.
That's really cool.
Yeah, this year, the Athletic Free Wave has been our best-selling beer.
That's good, because I feel like Utah's kind of 5 to 10 years behind the scene, if you will. But I feel like NA beers are going to explode in Utah. And that's just coming from my mouth. I have no science to back that up, but I have a feeling that NA beers, as long as it's beer-flavored beer, but without the alcohol and the hangover, I feel like it's going to be huge. I know gluten-free was a huge kick for a minute. Seltzers is huge right now, but then no one wants that sugary water, right?
Yeah.
It's different.
We were nervous about January, but honestly...
Dry January, is that
right? Dry January saved us, right? Because we just had so many good non-alcoholic options for people who were taking a break. And I'm thankful for that, because I don't think we would have made it through January if that wouldn't have been the case.
I'm glad you guys have the options available. Well, we're going to take a quick break, because, Greg, I know you have to get going. I'm going to respect your time. But before we leave, we're going to have a little conversation. Sound good?
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having us.
Cheers. Shout out to our sponsors, King's Peak Coffee Roasters. Located on 412 South, 7th West in Salt Lake, King's Peak has a wonderful coffee shop and roastery with great atmosphere, delicious coffee, friendly baristas, and plenty of parking. Offering to help anyone willing to learn coffee, King's Peak is the place to go. King's Peak is ethically and sustainably sourced, believing that everyone in the coffee supply chain should be properly supported through fair compensation and powered by real human-to-human relationships. Open Monday through Friday, 7 to 2, and Saturday and Sunday, 9 to 2, you will feel loved the moment you walk through their doors. For any questions or inquiries, or wholesale, visit them at kingspeakcoffee.com or just head on over. Good chance you'll see us there. Until the next coffee, my friends. Shout out to our sponsors, Clearwater Distilling. Utah County's only distillery is turning heads and quickly making a name for themselves. From whiskey to vodka, their unique innovation transforms the norm. With incredible products like their Rene Armagnac, which is an aged French Armagnac with an American rye whiskey twist. Literally one of our favorite showcasers. Or their Scandalous, which is not like Fireball. It's an actual whiskey with quality cinnamon without any sugary taste. Also, Clearwater teams up to do a monthly cigar pairing where you come and get educated on how to properly smoke a cigar while pairing with Clearwater's lovely spirits. For more information, head to clearwaterdistilling.com, hit them up on all social media platforms, or just message us, and we'll get you started on the right path. Open 7 days a week, even on holidays. Clearwater is a must. See you there. Until the next spirits, my friends. All right, family, we're back. And Greg, you turned into Todd.
Here I am.
So Todd, you are one of the managers and part owners here at Salt and Hops, correct?
Right.
So talk to me about how did you get involved with Mary and Greg?
Well, at the end of my original career, which I retired from recently, Greg came to me and asked me if I wanted to be involved in the beer store project. Mm-hmm. And of course, being newly retired, I said, of course I do. Like, beer is one of my passions, right?
Sure.
So I wanted to be involved in it, especially knowing Mary and Greg, like they talked about earlier, from a very young age. I've known these guys my whole life pretty much, you know. So
You're from Ogden as well?
Yeah.
Cool.
Uh-huh, yep. And me and Greg lived in the same neighborhood growing up as kids, and I knew Mary from our old punk rock days when we were growing up. Yep. And so I jumped on the opportunity to be a part of it. I just love this the idea of it, of a craft brew store, and so I threw my hat in the ring, absolutely.
Beautiful. And here's a kind of a audacious question, but do you look back? Do you regret that decision?
No, not at all.
I love it. Because I came in here and you were just talking to me about how you love to just organize and keep it going. And you're just passionate about this. And that's it's very, when I walk in this room and feel the passion, it's just inviting.
Yeah.
Don't ever stop that, Todd.
That's no, cool. Absolutely not. It's something that's really, you know, close to me, you know what I mean? Being
yeah.
here with my friends and working this from the ground up and watching it progress and evolving into an awesome little store, you
yeah.
know, that in my opinion, we still have a lot of untapped potential, you know,
absolutely.
Here. So
absolutely.
I'm looking forward to breaking into that untapped potential and,
yeah.
and building a brand, so to speak, you know?
Yeah,
so.
And I think if you see Salt and Hops, you know, there could be like another satellite location somewhere. I know you were thinking way ahead of us right now, but if you can get an opportunity where you can bring craft beer to different neighborhoods that don't necessarily have all the assets or can acquire all kinds of craft beer, that'd be awesome. That'd be really cool to see that. But with being small, as small as you guys are, Mary, what's some of the hurdles that you face having a shop like this?
Well, we weren't quite sure how big of a shop to have in the first place. And so we were kind of limited by this space that you see here now, which is quite small. And, you know, just said, well, how many coolers can we buy to even fit in this space? And so that's what we started with, right? So we've got 6 doors, right, full of craft beer, a couple small little NA coolers. And as you can see, all other kinds of products, you know, just shoved everywhere,
yeah.
right? So we've got a lot here. But we've learned a lot. I mean, we've been open for 18 months now.
Congrats.
Right?
And that
I think we
huge.
Have a lot of ideas, and I know Todd does too, you know, being here more than any of us, you know, about what we could do next, what we would want, you know, now that we've learned a little bit, because none of us have ever done this before, right? Greg and I have had our whole careers in the corporate world, and, you know, just... This is brand new. Being a business owner is brand new.
Is it kind of scary or is it kind of more rewarding, being a business owner?
I think it's a scary and rewarding roller coaster almost on a daily basis, wouldn't you say, Todd?
Yeah, it has its ups and downs for sure. I think mostly ups, though, you know? There's just, you know, some aspects of it where you're, like, the future's kind of unseen a little bit, mm-hmm. you know, where, you know, we're trying to remedy that by trying to build up a little more and,
right.
you know, consider different things to do with the store as well. But
I think what I love, and then Greg talked about this a moment ago, was just the relationships that we've built with a lot of our customers. And
so that, organic, and I love
yeah,
that.
Yeah, right. And we love being part of the Ogden small business community.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the other friends that we have that help us run the store are from Lavender Vinyl.
Who's that Lavender Vinyl, for those who do not know who they are?
So they're a record store on 25th Street here, right here in historic downtown. Just two of the best people, Kai and Blake, and we sell some of their records here. They help us run the store. And like I was telling you earlier today, right, we had an event, a Lavender Vinyl event here that was the entire building, our parking lots.
With you know, food trucks,
kind of
right?
Lavender Vinyl Pride event. And gosh, we had a couple hundred people here, I think,
yeah,
right?
That was big.
But it was just a whole bunch of small businesses coming together, right, to just have an awesome day. And, you know, we love being involved that way. We love, you know, everybody we know in the community that has a small business. And, you know, we just like being part of the, you know, part of the Ogden scene.
You guys are being that voice for the small business, and I respect that. I love the fact that you guys started something, but to help give voices for those unseen, unspoken heroes. You guys are doing that right now, today, you know, 18 months, like I said, congratulations. You know, I hope 18 more months go by, and I hate 18 more months after that go by, because you guys, I feel like, are doing an uphill battle, uphill both ways, deep in snow, you know how that saying goes. But I think at the end, you're going to look back and be like, I'm glad we did that, because you guys are doing that. It's really cool. Like, when I heard about this, I'm like, fuck yeah. You guys have stuff from the southern depths of Utah or Salt Lake County just be up here and enjoy it. Like, hey, we know this is one of our local artists from a couple counties down. Just try it. And it's here for you guys. And you guys are doing the hard back-breaking work on the back end. And it's showcasing. It's showing. I mean, I would love and die to go into a store and be like, ah, David, what's up? Here you go. Boom. You know, and they know what I want. Or they're asked how my wife is or how my cats are. And you guys are doing that. It's so beautiful. And I love this place.
Yeah, and I think it works out really well, too, where, you know, if you don't want to go to the brewery, and believe me, we encourage people to go to these breweries. We've been to most of them ourselves. Fantastic places to go. Fantastic people that run them. We try to promote them as much as, you know, it helps promote us when we get to sell their products.
Absolutely.
But, you know, say everybody is busy and, you know, I think one of our biggest services to the community, right, is if... you know, you want that Park City beer, you don't have to drive to Park City to get it.
Yeah.
But, you know, when you can, you should go to Park City and go hang out at Offset or, you know, any of these other places.
Yeah, you guys have that Heber Valley. I mean, if you have a chance to go to Heber Valley, that place is so cool.
Yeah,
it's so
cool.
Unique, and they all have stories. The reason why I like going to the breweries themselves is those individuals who put their breweries, those small ones, they have a story. Let's hear it. Heber, Clint Jones and Greg, they have that story.
Yeah.
You know, then Offset has that story. If you go to Wasatch on Main, you get to see the oldest kettle ever in Utah, like the copper, right? You can see it. It's really cool. It's in, you know, downtown Park City Historic, and you guys are doing that. So who's some individuals in the shop that you do not have that you want to be here that people are asking for? Some breweries.
As far as local breweries, most of the time when people request beers, we have a lot of out of state requests. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But we're kind of pigeonholed to what we can get through the distributors when it comes to out of state stuff. But as far as local breweries go, man, I would love to have every one of them in here.
That'd be cool.
You know what I mean?
Get St. George, you know, Silver Reef up here. That'd be really cool.
We have Silver Reef.
Oh, do you really?
Yeah, we have it in the cooler right now.
Oh, my God.
Their hazy IPA is super
yummy.
Look at
yummy. You. Tony, behind you. You know on top of your head.
It's an encyclopedia of what's in the coolers. Yeah.
But then Zion, you know, they have that here. Policy Kings would be really cool to be here.
Sure.
We're talking about Prodigy. We would love to have Policy Kings, but we haven't pulled that off yet.
Yeah,
so.
It'll be a second. You'll get it. Don't worry.
Yeah, Prodigy and Logan would be fun as soon as they get their canning op up and going or whatever. You know, I mean, I would love to have every local Utah brewery in this store.
That would be cool.
Just, you know, to support them because, you know, we're a big part of the craft brewery scene,
having
this store, and not to mention the fact that we're all pretty much craft beer, diehards.
Enthusiasts, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, beer enthusiasts. I love that word. I might steal it from you, Mary. That was a good word.
Yeah.
Beer enthusiasts. I like that. But you guys are doing something on you may not be the brewers or the cellar men or the, you know, distillers, but you guys are doing a service that needs to be done. And I commend you for doing that because this is so rad. Like, I can't tell you how rad this is. A little hub of just all of some of my closest friends' products right here in the coolers. Like, it's just like, damn, thank you guys. This is so cool. Get bigger and better and faster. And I love it. When you guys have events, can you guys throw events here? Can we have an event here? Is there going to be like a Salt Hops beer market or something, or a farmer's market?
Yeah, so the other side of the building is available to, you know, rent as an event space.
Oh, cool.
Through the other company, you know, Greg and his wife own the building. And Salty Creative is the name of that company.
Salty Creative, cool.
Salty Creative. So you can get in touch with them. You can book the event space. And then if you have a private party, then yeah, you can, you know, bring in whatever you want to drink. We can actually set it up such that we can bartend.
Oh, cool.
If you want to buy the product, you know, from Salt and Hops, and then it's being served at a private party, you know, we can't just have a private party or a party right here in the store just because, you know, we're a convenience store, really.
Correct.
And you can just buy it and take it out. But there's all kinds of event possibilities here, and there's a parking lot in the back. We had a beer garden, you know, just last Sunday. Mm.
On the side, yeah, and you know, we'll have another. We'll have the record exchange event here.
What's that?
So what that is we have the event where record record businesses from all over the place come in, right? And they set up their booths.
Oh, cool.
And then, you know, people come in, we'll have live music, we'll have food trucks, we'll have a bar out back if you want a beer or whatever.
This is so
and
rad.
The record company or business owners can exchange albums and people can purchase from them as they come in and stuff. You know, it's
that's
just
really cool.
Yeah, that
it's
will
a collaborative
be the,
effort.
That will be on the 17th of September.
Beautiful. Let's blow that up.
Yeah, that's
going to
be a
huge,
fun one.
A scooter event, the Pharaoh's Scooter Club, which is September 15th and 16th.
Pharaoh's
that's going to be in
Scooters
Ogden
Club.
This year.
Okay.
And I think that's one of the biggest scooter gatherings in the U.S., which
that's
is going
cool.
to be here. One day we'll be right here at Salty Creative, you know, and we'll be right in the middle of that as the beer store. But there's maybe going to be like 300 people in their scooters here.
That's so cool.
In fact, the one scooter you see in our
it
shop
it says
here
win
is,
me, win me, win me. Is this yeah, true? Can I win this scooter right now?
Actually, there's six scooters at that event that you'll be able to buy a lot or buy a raffle ticket
yeah,
for.
Yeah, the raffle tickets are like $60 a piece, but they're raffling off six scooters, right?
Oh,
so
that's so cool.
If they pull your raffle ticket, boom, you're a
for
new
$60
owner.
I get a scooter.
Exactly.
Get out of here.
You could win one or all six.
Yeah.
Oh,
exactly.
That's easy. That's so easy. That's so cool. I'm tempted to put in for all six now. And that's in September, you said.
Yeah, correct? that will be September 15th and 16th, and then we'll have the record exchange event on the 17th.
The biggest. Okay, so I think Bohemian used to have one of the biggest scooter collections or gatherings. Like a little, I don't know. They were talking about they had a scooter, not a rodeo, but kind of a scooter-esque show. And so you guys are doing it. I haven't heard of one since then, so it's really cool you're doing that.
Yeah.
And in Ogden. Yeah, Ogden kind of gets a rep for being, for me, it goes Salt Lake, Lagoon, Ogden, Idaho, right? You kind of get lost in the mix, right? Everyone knows Salt Lake. Everyone understands Salt Lake. But Ogden kind of gets skipped over, kind of like going south. It's like after the point of the mountain, it's like Salt Lake County, Provo, Scipio, St. George.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they all get skipped
over. I think it's amazing.
Over.
I mean, we grew up, I mean, I grew up here in Ogden, and then my wife and I have only been back here for the last, I think it's almost 4 or 5 years. I can't remember when we moved back, but there's so much going on here, right? I mean,
yeah,
especially in the summer.
I think Ogden's, you know, an up and coming place. You know, I like it because it's small. You know, I like smaller, tight knit communities. Salt Lake's a little too busy for me, traffic wise and stuff like that. Man.
Understood.
But Ogden's awesome. I think it's everything that we have around here within such short proximity. I mean, we have two of the best ski resorts within 10 minutes of this store.
Yeah.
You know, and
in fact, a lot of skiers who are here from out of town, you know, they Google beer store because they're used to having beer stores wherever they came from.
Yeah.
And that is just not a thing in Utah, right? Mm-hmm. So they Google us and they come right in because they're Googling beer stores.
Are you guys open 7 days a week?
Every day but Monday.
Every day but Monday. Monday is for family home evenings. Are you taking that off?
Just we got to have one day off a week.
We got to have at least one day.
Yeah, that might change soon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you guys, the cool thing about you guys is you have cold beer. So instead of DABS having our products in a warm warehouse, you guys are keeping it cold.
Well, and the liquor store up the street also does not sell cold beer.
And as a beer maker myself, it just kind of...
And we've just got a better selection than the liquor store up the street.
That's
anyway,
a flex for you, Mary, right there. I tell you what, but it's true. You really do. And I was telling Todd this earlier. It's cold. So that means it's as it comes out of fermentation out of my tanks in the canning line, it's the closest thing you can get to fresh in-house, and it's being cold. And you can drink it. Not all beer should be drank cold. However, you can decide once it's cold and preserved how you want to drink it. And there you go.
Well, and I'll tell you, like Fisher is probably one of them that we are picking it up, you know, just right after they can it. It's cold. It comes right here back into our coolers. Fisher maybe cut some of these other local
offset
breweries had
too.
Never even been warm, right? And they're just days off the canning line.
That's so
I love
cool.
going. I love doing beer runs too. You know, so
I bet
like
you do.
I do a lot. I do a lot of the Park City stuff and the Heber Valley stuff.
Yeah,
so it's fun to get in the car and just take a nice, cool drive up the canyon and go pick up these things.
What a hard life, Todd, that is, right? It's to go, you know, enjoy the beautiful scenery of Utah and then pick up some of the coolest beers in Utah as well.
I've always said that when I go pick them up from Offset, that one of these days I'm just going to keep driving to Vegas with the company card and six cases of beer and not come back for a few days.
I think you all agree on that, right?
It's tempting, believe me.
I love it. What's something that you wish the Salt and Hop, like what the beer scene would see more in Salt and Hops? What can you provide that the beer community is probably not seeing?
Well, I think really it's just a more consistent craft beer selection, right, than you're ever going to find at a grocery store or certainly any other convenience store, just because, you know, that's what we really focus on. You know, we also just, what do you think, Todd? We get two or three new beers a week.
Yeah, at least two or three.
You know, when we do posts, we let people know we've got new beers in. I think half our customers come in and they ask, what's new this week?
Yeah.
And we point them right to it, right? And
I mean, and that's the point about a beer store, right? Yeah. I mean, I go out of state a lot. I go south a lot. And when I go south, New Orleans, Florida area, I like going into their little convenience stores and just seeing all these different choices,
yeah.
You know? I wish the state of Utah was a little bit more like that. You know what I mean? Like,
more lenient towards that.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish the state of Utah would just give little stores like us the beers, right? Just let us have the beers, man. You can have your liquor and wine in your liquor stores, but we want the beers, right?
Yeah.
Regardless. We sure wish we could, you know, we can't afford to hire a high power lobbyist, but, you know, my gosh, if we could just change the law a little bit so we could offer some beers over 5%.
Yeah, because right now it's only 5% in store, right?
That's
yeah.
right. Our convenience store license, right, which is an off-premise license, we're only, you know, able to go up to 5. Luckily, most of these local breweries, you know, have a product that doesn't go over 5 and we can sell it, but they also have a lot of great things that we can't, mm-hmm. you know, that are...
Those are the ones that are sitting in the liquor stores warm.
Doing that, right. Right. The service to us. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if they were to change that law, we'd have to buy a new cooler, Todd, because...
Oh, we'd have to open up the other side for sure.
We'd have to double
our
size.
Now we should... Wait, I need that other side open because you guys have... I can just imagine this cooler selection. It's like double-sided coolers and you guys are... This is only... You're just starting to do some damage. You guys are going to make some huge strides here.
One thing I like about this store, too, I don't know if anybody's mentioned it or not. I don't think so, but... We have such a big selection. I think we have 154 different SKUs here.
Wow.
154 different beers, including singles. You know what I mean? And the cool thing about this store that I dig, if anybody's out there listening, which I'm sure there are, you can come in and if you want to just sample one, because, you know, like sometimes you don't want to commit to a six pack of beer that you had never tried.
Yeah.
You can break it down into singles. We'll put together a singles pack for you and out the
That's
door
really
you go.
Cool.
You know what I mean? So the next time you come in, hey, if you really liked one of them, pick up a six pack or whatever.
Yeah, because it's tough to commit to a six pack sometimes, especially if you didn't like for some reason, like I have to drink 5 of these now or I just wasted these or
right.
And so that's really cool. You can offer that.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So you guys sell singles, 4-packs, 6-packs. And is that it as of right now?
Well, you know, honestly, we can order as much as anybody wants. We just did an order, 10 cases of NA beer for a customer.
That's so cool.
And you know, within a week we can get just about any quantity you want. Have it delivered here to the store. We'll give you a call that it's in. That's been kind of cool because we've got some customers mm-hmm. that for one reason or another want to buy, you know, a large quantity. And, you know, there's no limit on how much we can sell that way. So
cool.
A lot of customers realize, we can get it for them. You know, we can order a bunch of beer for a party.
Right.
I think we're one of the best options if you're going to have, you know, some kind of event and you just want a fantastic, like, local, you know, Utah beer selection.
Yeah.
We can curate that for you, you know, just give us a call. And you know, 20
on top
minutes,
of that,
we can
you know,
just
that's,
put together a whole package for you.
That's another, you know, thing that, you know, hopefully we can use to expand also, you know, just, like, start up doing some catering stuff, you know.
Yeah.
Like, if you want to hire me and Mary, we'll bring the beer and we'll bartend for your party, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So, I mean, there's those services, too, that we're starting to get into a little bit more.
Good.
Like, I'm doing one good. Today, so.
And good, and congratulations on that. On the busiest week you guys are going to have, and that's on the 4th. I mean, you have the 4th coming up, and then you have the 24th. You guys will be, you know, they're all on weekends or towards the beginning of the week, so you guys are going to
crush it. Yeah, we got to come up with our pie and beer special, don't we?
Yeah. Get some pie and beer selects only. I think you should do that, right? Pie and beer flavored beers. That'd be really cool.
We just got to find some pies.
Absolutely.
Right. What's some things you can get? Only here at Salt and Hops, you can't get anywhere else besides the breweries. They got some special selections here?
Oh, yeah. We have all the Fisher beers, or of course,
Fisher
here.
Beers.
We just get them from the brew. So you can only get them from the brew pub. You can't buy them in the stores. So
correct.
We go down and pick them up, and we bring them here. So we have the Fishers here, the Offsets here. I think you can get Offsets like at Deer Valley or whatever resort, but there's nothing Offset in the stores or whatever. So we go pick those up as well.
Cool.
We pick up the Bohemians and the Bewildereds.
The Roja.
The Roja.
They got Roja up here, which is cool. Roja doesn't get out that much, so it's really cool to see that.
We get a lot of the some keto stuff that you can't find in stores, too. We'll get that.
Yeah.
We'll get, you know, just anything local that you don't normally find in stores, and we'll bring them in if they're just brew pub only beers.
Well, absolutely. I think one thing about our size, where, you know, the distributors have to buy in mass quantity. The grocery stores have to make decisions like twice a year about all the beer they're going to buy. But, you know, we can go get a beer within a day of maybe seeing a post, you know, from the brewery, or just all of our connections that tell us, hey, something new's coming up, and we can go get a few cases.
Yeah.
I think that's where our real advantage, right,
mm-hmm.
is we can go get these things that are just super new, super fresh, small batch.
That's so cool.
And get them right here in the coolers where, like I say, you will just never get them through, you know, a grocery store or the larger chains, right, that just they can't be that nimble, right,
yeah.
as far as the product and the coolers.
Right.
And we can change it up in a day.
And it's awesome, too, because us being such beer fanatics, you know, like I get excited to go pick up new stuff because I know when I get back here, I'm taking that home. Right?
Gotcha. You got to buy an extra one for you.
Yeah, exactly. You know, because you have to try the product in order to talk intelligently about it, right, to the customer.
Well, that's what I do to my beer tenders is you have to try this because you're my first line of defense from brewery or from brewer or maker of it to customer. Someone's got to explain why I made it, what it is, you know, what's who made it, what's it for, what's it going to taste like, what's it going to be like. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's one of my biggest challenges because people walk in the store and they say, you know, have you tried this? And I try to keep up, but I know I can't. And there's quite a few in
so
the fridge
vast.
Today that I haven't had a chance to taste yet.
I keep up.
Todd does.
Todd's got you, Mary.
but yeah, I mean, people love those recommendations, right?
Absolutely.
It's like they're either saying, what's new? What do you recommend? You know, most of the time, you know, my first question to everybody is, well, what do you like to drink? You know, do you like
classic.
A lager? Do you like a pils? Do you like an IPA? And if they can tell me, you know, what they like in general, then I can point it to some things that, you know, I've tried or some things that we just got in new, you know, that kind of are down that alley for them. And I love that part, right?
Yeah.
I just love interacting with them, standing right in front of the cooler with a customer, you know, just trying to turn them on to a great new beer.
Yeah, and expanding their palates so they can go back and like, hey, maybe you like this, you haven't tried this before, you might like this as well.
Right. Yeah.
And with that single packed idea, you can do a one of each. And
right,
if they come
exactly.
back, you just got more business out the door.
Right.
And we encourage everybody, you know, take this home, try it, come back, tell us if you like
feedback,
it.
Feedback,
and
feedback.
Tell us if you didn't like it.
Yeah.
Right?
Good and bad.
You know, we want them to have a good experience and, you know we're going to, you know, hook them up with something awesome.
Yeah. So besides coming into the store itself, how do we know what new selections or varieties you bring into the store? Is there a newsletter? Is it just social media? Is it a text
mostly,
thread? Is it an email?
Mostly it's just social media on Instagram. Every now and then we can do, you know, like a mass email, you know, with our database of customers. We don't do that too much, but that's... pretty much, you know.
Yeah, well, every time we get something new, we'll do an Instagram post right away and just say, hey, new to Salt and Hops, you know, come get them before they're gone. And
absolutely.
You know, most of the time the new ones go pretty quick, you know, and then we, of course, then we double up on the next order
for
future reference, man. But, you know, that's the beauty of a beer store that has so many beers is because you can always try something new every time you come in. And that's kind of what I like, you know, when I go out of state, I like to go in and try stuff that I've never tried before.
Correct. You know, so. Yeah. So what's the advantages of having being kind of in the heart of four breweries here in Ogden? I'm assuming you have a good relationship with the breweries here in house.
Oh yeah, yeah. Utog and Talisman and
Ogden Beer Company, and then we have Roosters. Roosters,
and we have products from all of them in the store.
Mm-hmm. So do you get like special releases from them? Because you're so close, you can get it. I mean, how you can't get it more fresh than just drive down the street?
Just blocks away.
Yeah, you can walk there and pick it up.
Yeah, we just brought some in yesterday from Ogden Beer Company.
So what'd you bring?
We got their Mexican Cerveza that is just super good. Jackie kills that beer is just so good. And then we got their Hibiscus, which is really awesome.
Yeah, I think Hibiscus Wheat, I believe?
Yeah.
That's delicious.
Yeah, it's super cool.
And you can get that here. And what about from Utah? Do you guys have anything super special from Utah?
Yeah, we got the Love Punch, and then we bring in, you know, the IPAs that they make. They got a good pale ale. One of my favorite beers from them is their porter. So it's kind of seasonal. So when they bring that back, man, their porter is
And that's the
really
cool thing
tasty.
Is you guys can go through a selection and then seasonally you can change your rotation. Like, hey, we're going to cater to darker beers or seasonal beers. You know, those pumpkin ales. You probably don't see a pumpkin ale right now, but I guarantee you come fall.
Oh my goodness, man.
We've got like pumpkin week, right? Where all of it comes out and everybody rushes in to get it.
Yeah, we offer several varieties of it, and people have their favorites. But during the pumpkin beer season, man, they fly out of here for sure.
St. Patrick's Day, you know, Keto's is their green glitter ale.
Yeah, of course you're going to have to cater to that too.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, that's just what's so cool about all these like very short run seasonal things that these local breweries have is, you know, we can get them right away. And with the Ogden breweries, if we need more, we can just go get it in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Right.
That's so cool.
Be right back.
That's so cool.
Talisman's killing it now. They started canning theirs.
Who's tagging? Mary, you're up.
That new one from Talisman right there, the hot girl summer.
Hot girl summer?
Yeah, the lavender weed.
I actually haven't had that one. That's out of Talisman,
super good.
Wow. I mean, but like Mary was just saying, is you can get that. Like they can just release it day of, you can have it day of and just pick it up and have it in the store. That's so cool.
Yeah.
For individuals who may not be able to want to fight that traffic going into the breweries, you know, that day or they just want to just come pick up beer and leave. And sometimes it's sometimes a hassle to walk through the brewery and not sit down for a couple of pints and then try to drive home. I mean, Utah is strict on their liquor laws and it's nice just to go, you know what, I can go home, stop at the store, grab what I need to grab and then, you know, that's and they could probably call ahead, I'm assuming, and be like, hey, do you guys have this?
Absolutely, yeah. So all our contact information's on the Instagram page and stuff. Yeah. So if anybody wants to call and see if we have something in particular, give us a call. We'll be able to let
on the website, I noticed you guys don't have beer, you know, what beers are available. Will you have something like that in the future? What beers will you have in-house?
I mean, we could potentially do that. There's just so many; it would take forever to list.
So someone's always going to have to be continuously moving that.
Yeah, we're bringing in new ones constantly, and sometimes, we'll switch them out with ones that aren't selling so well. We'll bring in a new one.
Gotcha.
And then maybe set that one aside for a little while, you know, and then it will come back into poverty. It's weird. The beer business is fickle. It's crazy.
It really is, isn't it?
One thing will sit in the cooler for a few weeks, and then the next week we'll sell two cases of it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's fascinating. No, trust me, I know. I mean, it's funny because you can, if I were to make a pumpkin beer right now, you're not going to, I'm sorry, no one's going to make it. But during that season, for some reason, like that prime time, you can just pumpkin out, you know, that's a great example of it. Or for some reason, people think they kind of correlate dark beers with being heavy and palate wrecking, and I don't want any. But right now, a Schwarz beer, a dark lager, I don't care. 90 degrees outside, I'll crush 15 of them.
I'll crush a stout in the middle of July.
Exactly.
I mean, as long as it's cold in a nice, cold, frosty glass, I love a stout. I love dark beers. I love the Schwarz beers. I love the porters. I'll drink them all year round.
Right. But sometimes people, you know, they say dark beer, you only drink, it's the myth, right?
Right.
You can only drink it in the cooler times or in the seasonal winter. I'm like, nah, that's not true. But I can see how people can kind of correlate that, right? Because I don't know about you guys, but when it's super hot and crazy hot, I don't want to drink a heavy IPA.
Right.
I want to crush some. Like when Utah has their beer, just the beer, I can crush. That's lawnmower beer. That's the beer I want, right?
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. It's the barbecue and beer.
Exactly. But an IPA, I don't know about most people. For me, I just can't do it.
Yeah.
But I love it in the fall. I love IPAs. Mm-hmm. And that to me, an IPA for me is a seasonal beer.
Oh, yeah, sure.
But not for everyone.
Yeah, it's not for, I mean, for me, IPAs are year-round. I love IPAs, and I'm a big pale ale guy. So pale ales, IPAs are great, man. But yeah, in the summer when it gets a little warmer, man, I like to crush like lagers and pilsners, you know, get solid lager.
So since you know a lot of the rotational things happening here at Salt and Hops, what's some domestic beers or some big time beers you have in the cooler that are available here that you can get also at like grocery stores or gas stations? Like, do you have Michelob here? Do you have Bud Lights? Do you have O'Doul's?
Oh, right. So, we kind of try to avoid that kind of stuff, right? I mean, you go into a grocery store and they have 80% of their coolers dedicated to beers like that.
Yeah.
And then they have 20% for singles and craft beer, right?
Right.
So what we try to do is we try to keep stuff in here that's not readily available in grocery stores and other convenience stores, you know? So for the most part, we do have a few that you can get in grocery stores, but we don't have...
I feel like the only thing I can get is at like at Harmon's, because I see you have some, Kingfisher, and you have some Sam Adams that you can't get at most places, but you could get like a Harmon's or a Whole Foods, right?
Yeah, like Harmon's, you're going to find a pretty decent selection there, you know, in Roy or whatever. But why drive to friggin' Roy when you can just drive here?
Yeah, next door, absolutely. But my friends, I love what's going on here. Mary, I want to ask you, what can I do as a brewer to help you guys, and what can I do as Tastemasters to help you guys thrive, or can I, or may I?
Well, I think you being here today is just fantastic. Thanks so much for reaching out to us.
Yeah, that's awesome. Of course.
This is a surprise to me.
Surprise, Tom! Yeah.
Coming to the store.
I wrote my romper for you guys.
I love that. That's great. I got to get one of those.
Yes, you should. Everyone should own a romper. I will say this right now.
As we opened the store and we, approached some of the breweries, and a couple of them weren't quite sure that they wanted to let us sell their product up in Ogden, and I hope that we have shown the ones that have given us a chance that it works really well.
Yeah.
I mean, I know, a couple of these breweries, they might have some stuff maybe, at Whole Foods or, a couple of products here and there. But I think we can help give these breweries a whole lot more visibility.
Mm-hmm.
We can certainly promote their products, because if it's new, we're going to be doing a post about it. We hashtag the brewery, right?
Sure.
To say, hey, we've got this, from Offset or whatever the case may be. And so I think one of the best things local brewers could do is just say, or put more things in cans that we can sell.
Well, I mean, when you're a brewmaster, right? Like you,
sure.
You want your product out there.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
But and taken care of. That's the thing you guys are doing that most places, the people who regulate us making beer can't even do. And that's taking care of my product.
Right.
Out the door. And you guys are doing that. And I'm seeing it firsthand that you guys will literally pick it up from the store after the day it's canned and gently and respectfully bring it here to sell to customers. Yeah, I'll put my pennies in this way versus the people who control it. That's just, you guys drink it, you guys get it, you understand. Sorry to cut you off, Todd, but you guys get it. And to me, it's like, I don't see why I wouldn't do this. That's a no-brainer to me.
Right, yeah. And there, we've had, like Mary was talking about, we've had some issues where some breweries haven't really done that, right? Like,
sure.
Even a couple of, or one around here in particular, I used to have to bug them all the time. Hey, get your stuff canned. Let's get in the store. Get in the store. I mean, you got a really good thing going here, but we need to get it out for everybody to enjoy, right?
And they probably have their own stories or their own hurdles that they're dealing with. And the last thing they want probably is on the radar is this new blip in the communities trying to sell their beer, right?
Yeah.
And to them, they're seeing distribution instead of seeing local artists trying to support. It's I can see the miscommunication. But as long as you guys, if I could just get people to come here and be like, look what's happening.
Yeah.
Look what's happening to your product. It'd be way different.
And I think maybe on some level, it's a selfish thing for me too, because like I like it
you
so much,
try
right?
It,
like
yeah.
I want this in the store because sure. I love it so much. You know?
Sure. And there's probably, levels of people that you don't even, or things happening behind the scenes that you can't see or don't understand, right? I can see that as well.
Sure.
But what you guys are doing is phenomenal. And I love it. Thank you so much for having me here today. And again, whatever I can do within my power, or, you know, I don't have power, but with my passion, this is awesome. And I will shout it off to the rooftops because this is really cool, guys.
Awesome,
so cool.
Man. We appreciate that.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. And in Ogden, Utah, of all places. I always give Ogden a hard time because they call themselves the original O-Town. being from Orem, I'm like, it's not original, but it is.
Back in the 80s when we were in high school, we just thought, you know, the goal was to get out of Ogden, right?
And now you're bringing everything to Ogden.
And now, you know, I can't imagine, you know, spending the rest of my life anywhere else. I just love it here.
Yeah.
I hear that from a lot of you guys.
You know, we just have so many good friends here, family here.
Everything's just such in such close proximity,
yeah.
You know, that's what I dig about.
Ogden's cool. Okay, I'll give it to you guys. You heard it from me. Ogden's cool.
We don't have horrible traffic in town.
You don't, no. Yeah. And you have cool farmers markets, and you're on the grid system, so it's so easy to get nowhere places. I knew exactly how to get here because of where, you know, the grid system. Utah's known for, I like the grid system in Utah. I wish more people did that.
Yeah.
It certainly was good, you know, before Google Maps, right?
Yeah. Oh, thank
God. Figure out where you're going.
But my family, thank you so much for being here. Todd, Mary, you guys are awesome.
Thank you, David.
And reach out whatever I can do.
Awesome.
And on that note, my friends, we'll end until the next beverage. Cheers.
Awesome. Cheers.
Cheers. Thanks.
Been another episode of The Tastemasters. Find us on Instagram at @the_tastemasters, Twitter at @the_tastemasters, or on Facebook as The Tastemasters. Like, share, subscribe, DM us for any questions, or leave a review. Tell your friends, and thanks for listening. Produced and recorded at Fuse Audio. Give them a follow at @fuse_audio.